with SRN Sports. I'm George Williams. In the NBA playoffs, the New York Knicks have been tenacious throughout their playoff run. They stayed alive in the Eastern Conference final last night with a Game 5 victory over the Indiana Pacers, final score 111-94. Knicks winning on their home floor for the first time in this series and keeping from the Pacers eliminating them and trying to earn their second trip to the NBA Finals in franchise history. In the NHL, the Edmonton Oilers going to their second Stanley Cup final in a row. They won the Western Conference title last night in five games with a 6-3 win over the Dallas Stars. That sets up a rematch of last year's Stanley Cup finals against the defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. Game one this coming Wednesday night in Edmonton. In golf, six-way tie at the top of the U.S. Women's leaderboard, U.S. Women's Open, that is. And in the men, the Memorial Tournament, Ben Griffin leading. This is SRN Sports. In baseball last night, the Phillies and Braves split a doubleheader. Philly wins the opener 5-4, and Atlanta taking the second game 9-3. Elsewhere is the Blue Jays shutting out the Athletics 12-0. Rays beat the Astros 13-3. And in 10 innings, the Nationals beat the Mariners 9-3. French Open tennis continues today, moving into third-round play for both men's and women's singles. That'll have matches today and tomorrow. NASCAR runs the Cracker Barrel 400 at the Nashville Super Speedway on Sunday. And could there be changes to NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament? NCAA President Charlie Baker says he sees some value in expanding the field by a handful of teams. He wants to reach a decision in the next few months. He spoke yesterday saying there are flaws in the current formula. He wants to bring 4 to 8 more teams into the fray of March Madness. This is SRN Sports.